This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. So glad to be here with you today. I was thinking on the scripture where it says, "Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths." And I can thank God that we are being taught the ways of God and we are on the path of righteousness. We have a teaching priest here that's teaching us the word of God. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor that teaches us that we may stay on the path, our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. Our elders, evangelists, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you. In the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day, and we're glad to be with you, glad for this door of utterance. We're glad for leadership that is going on. Moses and all the prophets, we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We're going to talk to you about Moses today. How the leaders have forsaken Moses. The Lord said, "Go back to Moses, for he wrote of me." The choir's going to sing this song, "Go Back to Moses." This is our subject today. Go ahead. Thank God.
In Jerusalem, at certain times, the Lord spake they had the law, their minds were
that beautiful? Go back to Moses, for he wrote of me. That's what we do. That's what we've done. That's what we're going to continue to do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard in Los Angeles. We go back to Moses, for he wrote the word. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
Thank God. You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Glad to be with you today. Another Sabbath day. And this is not a day we picked because we like Saturday. This is the Lord's Day. It needs to have a program. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Well, the news flash is he's made every day. But he made one day for rest. And that's the seventh day. And it's called the Sabbath. We're going to go quickly to the scripture. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. We are the people of God. Everyone that hear my voice should understand one thing. God only have one people, and it's his son. And his sons are plural, and his sons are one. We're all one in Christ Jesus. And our name is Israel. We're Israelites. And because we've been sanctified, we are Jews. So God is not talking to the Christian people. And then there's another word for the Jews. No, it's one word. And it's for one nation under God. We're Israel. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Exodus 31 and 12. I've been in the scripture. And Moses have been brought to our attention down through the years since I began to walk with God in 1975. That's another century. And I see Moses more so today than I've ever seen Moses. Which means I can also see the Lord a little clearer. Isn't that beautiful? Because the Lord came like unto Moses. And every preacher today, that should be our model. Say, Jesus is my model. You're going to go further than Jesus. Jesus' model was Moses. So should that not be our model? He was the model servant, the model preacher. Isn't that beautiful? Exodus 31 and 12, what does it say?
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel.
So if you say God told you this and God told you that, he told Moses first. Who else did he give the creation to? Jesus didn't come bringing you to creation. Jesus is the creation. But he had a servant to let you know all that have gone on before us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Moses, the model preacher, the model servant. God spake unto him, and is relevant today. What?
Verily my Sabbath ye shall keep.
Verily my Sabbath. These Sabbath days are the Lord's. The Lord rested on the seventh day from all his works. And if you and I are his work, he's going to yet rest on the seventh day today from working with us. This is the day that God has blessed. Verily my Sabbath ye shall keep. What?
For it is a sign between me and you.
So if it's a sign and it says between me and you, where is your sign that you should observe the first day of the week as the day of rest? What's your sign? God didn't give you a sign. The Lord said this, ye that look for a sign, no sign shall be given but the sign of the prophet Jonah. The Son of Man shall be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. That's the only sign you're going to get.
That's right.
And when you take that sign, it don't fit between Good Friday, you call, and the first day of the week for resurrection. Don't fit it in there. So find another sign. Read.
For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations.
Throughout your, that means forever. Throughout your generations.
Yes.
God is talking to his people, telling Moses, tell them throughout your generations what?
That ye may know that I am the Lord.
So you're going to know the Lord through this sign.
Yes.
That you may know the Lord that what?
That doth sanctify
now
you.
I'm talking about the Lord that sanctifies us, not put us in Baptistism or Methodism or all these other so-called doctrines which are gods because they have nothing to do with God. They're gods. And the mass of the people are dancing around these faiths that they call faith and worshiping in ways that is not God. Because you worship, ye know not what. Read.
Ye shall keep the Sabbath. Therefore.
Ye shall keep the Sabbath. God is talking to his people today. Keep the Sabbath. What?
For it is holy unto you.
Now this Sabbath is holy unto us. What?
Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death.
So when you go to work on the Sabbath day, make them extra hours, a little overtime. When you go to the golf course, when you cut your lawn, when you do your building on your homes and for others, you're in death. That means you're separated from God.
Yes.
What?
For whomsoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people.
Wait a minute. God only got one people.
Right.
You can think he's talking about those that wear skull caps. He's not talking about them. God is talking about his people, Israel. And we are Christians. We are Jews. We were called Christians, but we're Jews and we're Israelites.
Yes.
Let's go to Romans 14 and 5.
Beautiful.
You're going to be cut off from his people. Ye that don't keep the Sabbath is holy unto us. And you say, well, first day of the week is our day because that's the day he rose. Well, you've been rising up on a lie because he didn't rise on the first day of the week. Because if you say he did, you make the prophecy null and void.
Yes.
All of God's words are sure. Romans 14 and 5, what does it say?
One man esteemeth one day.
Now, one man esteemeth one day above another. Mm-hmm. What?
Another esteemeth every day alike.
That's your atheist. They don't care what day you. We don't. Every day is the same to us. We don't believe in no God.
Yes.
But that don't make you believe that believe in God. It don't make what you believe valid if the Lord don't regard it. The Lord already told you what he regarded. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, not the first day of the week. And I believe the days were numbered for just this reason, so you could understand when the end of the work week was.
Yes.
6 days.
Yes.
Like the Father. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord. What? Read again. One man esteemeth one day above another.
Another esteemeth every day alike.
What?
Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind.
So you be persuaded in your own mind. But my mind is persuaded according to what's written.
That's right.
What?
He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord.
Now this is talking about God's people. Or those that are called by his name. That think they're God's people. You regardeth it unto the Lord. Yes, you do. But what?
And he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard.
I don't regard the first day of the week as the day of rest unto the Lord.
No.
I count that dung.
That's right.
Because it was something handed down to us by the forefathers, which is an heir. I count it as nothing unto the Lord.
That's right.
But the day I regard unto the Lord is the day he regards, the seventh day. Because he said it's going to be throughout your generations. What?
Yes. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks.
What?
And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and giveth God thanks.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But it's talking about whatever you regard, Let's make sure the Lord regards it.
That's right.
Let's go to Exodus 31 and 15. Let's go back there. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes.
My thought is about Moses, that model servant. And I might not get to all the points I want to make, but the overall point I'm making is when Moses was coming down out of the mount, Joshua heard a noise, and he said, it sounds like a noise of war. And Moses said, it's not a shout of mastery. They haven't overcome anything. And this is what the mass of the people do today. They shout over the blood, the cross, but they have no mastery, no victory over nothing. And it's those things, the blood and the cross is their God. The blood of Jesus and the cross of Jesus that they nailed him to is not salvation. That's the remedy to get you back to salvation, to obey God's word. But they've made gods out of it and think that's their salvation. No, it's not. They're dancing around these things. Everywhere you go, it's the blood, it's the cross. Has nothing to do with salvation to obey God. It's a remedy for sin. It, should you sin, it gets, because he did that, it gets you back to him. Should you repent? But that's not salvation. It's not able to save your soul. The engrafted word is able to save your soul. But if you transgress that, you need a remedy, a sacrifice, and he did that. But they've made a god out of it. And they're dancing around that and not yielding to God. The salvation is God. Isn't that beautiful? 31 and 15, what does it say?
6 days may work be done.
Listen to what the Lord is saying. We got one Lord here. 6 days may work be done.
But in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest.
Wait a minute. In the seventh is the Sabbath of rest.
Yes.
Don't say anything about the first day of the week.
No.
But the church world is in error because they failed to wait on Moses. He got delayed in the mount, and they said, where is this fella?
Yes.
So the Lord said, go back to Moses, but they don't want to regard Moses because Moses is truly bringing you the word.
Yes,
he was bringing them what God told them.
Yes,
what?
Holy to the Lord.
Now, this is holy to the Lord as well as being holy. So that's holy to you. It's holy to the Lord too. The Lord just said the first day of the week was holy. The seventh day is holy unto the Lord. What?
Whosoever doeth any work
what?
In the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death.
You think he changes on that? God don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Read.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath.
Now who are we? We're the children of Israel.
Yes.
We're the children of the prophets. We're the children of God.
Yes.
One people.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful?
Shall keep the Sabbath. What?
To observe the Sabbath throughout their generation.
What?
For a perpetual covenant.
Perpetual means there's no end to it. It's done, finished.
Yes.
Perpetual.
Yes.
And the so-called Christians, we would call that, they picked up, we're going to recognize the day the sun rose. Sun been rising ever since creation. Oh, he rose on the first day of the week. No, he didn't. That was another lie those soldiers, somebody put together a lie that some soldiers did. So now, you say so-and-so, we're going to secure you. That's what the king told them, we're going to secure you. Say the disciples took him. These jackleg preachers, so we're going to recognize the day he rose. And they're making a god out of the day they think he rose. He didn't rise on that day. But they dance around something like it's a god.
That's right.
The Jews got so that we got. First day, no, you got nothing. Unless you got what the Lord is saying. Read.
It is a sign between
it's a sign.
And the children of Israel.
What?
Forever.
Now wait a minute. All you Christians, listen. Who are you? How many people we got here?
All right.
People of God? Children of Israel? Or which one are you? I'm one. I'm the children of Israel. Jew, Christian, if you want to call me that, Israelite, there's not but one people. That's what Jesus said. That's what Paul said. They were Jews. It's not about a natural Jew. It's not about that natural cross they nailed him to. The cross of Christ is his word. Now that's salvation. The cross of Christ is salvation. His word is the blood. That's salvation. But he dying as a lamb is not salvation. It's the remedy for sin. Salvation, something able to save your soul, is the word, is God, is Jesus. Now that saves your soul. These instructions save your soul. But should you transgress, you need a remedy. Shedding of blood, he did that. That ain't a God though. You don't make it a God. That's what they did with the blood of bulls and heifers and calves. They made a God out of it and said, these be our gods. That's what the people are doing today, same thing. Read.
For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth.
He gave you the number. 6 days work was done. And I believe the first day of the week is when it started.
Yes.
What?
And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
He was refreshed, and we are refreshed today. You don't get refreshed on the first day of the week. That's the day you start grinding.
Right.
Start working.
That's right.
Supposedly. But that devil gave them, you can rest today, the first day you rest. Don't confuse the people. No, it's the first day of the week is work. Read.
And he gave unto Moses when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai.
What?
Two tables of testimony.
Getting ready to bring the children of Israel the word. What?
Tables of stone written with the finger of God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
And you cannot change what's been written. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, read Hebrews 3 and 5. Let's go there. I hope somebody out there have an ear to hear. But should you not have one, as Paul said, that makes me no never mind. Don't change my mind. I believe the word. Abraham left his kindred in his father's house. Nobody went with him but Lot. And his wife. You think it made him any difference? He believed God.
That's right.
If you can't believe the scripture, you might as well shut the Bible up.
That's right.
Hebrews 3 and 5.
And Moses verily was faithful in all his house.
Listen what the scripture says. It's after now Jesus going off scene. Because the people have gotten drunk off of the name Jesus. In their minds, looking at him as a son. Now, at the name of Jesus, every knee going to bow, but you need to know it's the word.
Yes.
And what he did, you're going to bow.
Yes.
But let's not get drunk in it, though.
Right.
And think you're so drunk in it, you don't have any works to go along with what you believe.
Yes.
That's a God.
That's right.
Without works.
That's right.
That's faith without works. When you have faith in God but have no works, you're nothing but serving a God.
Because
there's no power in that.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Moses verily was faithful in all his house. What?
As a servant.
For
a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after.
Well, he had a testimony. And the things that were going to be spoken after was his word that he gave the children of Israel. And it's the word he got from God. 10th chapter, 10 and 28. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So, Pastor, when you going to get to your point? I'm getting there. I've really made it, but you just ain't caught it. I've already made it. Go back to Moses.
All right.
Go back to Moses. He wrote of me. 10 and 28, what does it say? Hebrews.
He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two witnesses.
Wait a minute. The church world have died because these preachers, just like Aaron, didn't regard taking them back to Moses. They said, where's that fella? They forgot about it. Go to St. John 5. And today, the people are dead because they don't go back to Moses. He said, what is Jesus? You can't jump over Moses, though. Even when you got to Jesus, what did he say? Go back to Moses. He wrote of me. So you can understand what I'm talking about. But the preachers don't take them back there. Listen, we are yet serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's who we serve. Israel, that's who we are. Text ISIS. I found some more Israelites. We can get them. Don't do that. St. John 5:45.
Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father.
What?
There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust.
Now you cannot say Moses didn't make it because he just told you. Scripture told you.
Yes, yes.
He was faithful in all his house as a servant. But the Lord is saying, don't even think I will accuse you to the Father. There's one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. What?
For had ye believed Moses?
Had you believed Moses, what?
Ye would have believed me.
Now, if you're going to remember the first day of the week as a day of rest, you don't believe Moses.
That's right.
God gave it to Moses. He said, it's a perpetual sign throughout your generations. Perpetual. No end to it. So where do you come in with first day of the week, rest day? You got to believe Moses. What?
Yes. For he wrote of me.
He's letting you know Moses wrote the word. Because that's who Jesus is. He's the word. What?
But if ye believe not.
If ye believe not his writings.
How shall ye believe my word?
I'm bringing to you what Moses said. What God gave Moses in the mount. Tell him it's a sign between me and thee. Perpetually. You don't believe that. You might as well shut the Bible up. You don't believe the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to 1 and 45. Let's go there. St. John 1 and 45. Now, they were looking for the Messiah to come. If you're yet looking for Jesus, you've got to go back to Moses or you'll never see him like you should. 1 and 45, what does it say?
Philip findeth Nathanael.
Now, they were looking for him.
And saith unto him.
What did he say?
We have found him.
We found him. Wait a minute. So have we. If you don't go back to Moses, you are going to be a Sunday worshiper, and you worship ye know not what. Because what you worship is yet that devil. It's a God that's not God. They're just gods. These different beliefs, read.
Of whom Moses in the law. And
it's in the law. Because it's the word. He wrote about him. In the law and the prophets did write Jesus.
The son.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
Read.
Yes. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Now, why am I reading this? Because you got skeptics today. Don't believe it. Now, wait a minute. What about what Jesus? Do you know what he did? He died on a cross. Skeptics. You got to go back to Moses. What he did was brought the new remedy.
Yes.
The New Testament. The Old Testament was the blood of calves. That's why they made that golden calf, because that's what they were offering up, and that's what they trusted in.
Yes.
And people think it's his blood. They trust in that, but they don't have no works of faith.
That's right.
Dad, you serving a God that you don't know.
Yes.
That is the devil.
Right.
What did he say? Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Yes. Philip said what?
Philip said unto him, saith unto him, come and see.
You want to find out what we know? Come and see. That beautiful?
Yes.
Go to Exodus 32 and 1. Let's go there right quick.
Yes.
I know time is moving on. We got 5 minutes.
Yes.
That's why I'm skipping here a little there.
That's right.
To tell you the story of what happened. Because when he got down and had made the golden calf.
Yes.
That golden calf represents everything one's believed. If you don't have the works, it's just dancing unto a God that you don't know. That is really not a God.
Yes.
No power in what you're serving. You're saying you believe he died for your sins. The devils believe and tremble. There's no salvation in believing that unless you got the works to prove it.
Exactly.
The works of obeying his word.
Yes.
Exodus 32 and 1.
And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount.
What?
The people gathered themselves together unto Aaron.
People don't know Moses was in the mount.
All right.
And as far as the church world is concerned, he's yet in the mount.
Yes.
So they gather themselves unto these like unto Aaron's, these preachers that are not following Moses like they should. They're not taking them back to Moses. What?
And said unto him, up, make us gods, which shall go before us.
Make gods going to go before. Now, wait a minute. Everybody, the so-called Christian, all they want to go before them is the cross.
Yes.
The blood. He died for our sin. But you ain't dying. If you're not dying, your sacrifice God would not accept.
That's right.
That's why he says, sacrifice and offerings I
would not.
But a body thou hast prepared. And the body is you and I. We have to die just like he did. Isn't that beautiful? What?
For as this Moses, the man.
Look what how they regard the man that delivered them from Egypt. Moses brought us out of Egypt. He brought us the knowledge of how to come out of Egypt. God made known his ways to Moses, but they're going to say, this fella. And no doubt they're saying a whole lot of unwise words about all of those that God sent.
Yes.
Read.
The man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt.
What?
We wot not.
We wot not.
What is become of him?
Matthew 23 and 1. Let's go there. These preachers today, they don't know.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.com. www.laconiaboulevard.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.